talking with Senator Bob Jauch, Democrat from Poplar, about the mining proposal in northern Wisconsin in Ashland and Dyer counties in the Pinoki Range. No more than a proposal at this point, would it be fair to say, Senator?
Well, the company has purchased rights to the iron ore deposit in the Pinoki Range, and the company has applied for boring permits and received them. They have now put those permits on hold until the legislature completes a rewrite of ferrous mining legislation that the company is seeking and attempted to rewrite in their own version. When the company wrote the bill, it was promptly rejected by Republicans, Democrats across the state as being one of the most anti-environmental pieces of legislation in the state's history. So Republican leadership has stated that there won't be any discussion on a mining bill until this fall, at least this fall, if not later. It's a very complicated topic and one that deserves a great deal of study.
I spoke with the Ashland County Board Chair last week after the board voted to table a couple of resolutions regarding the project. And I know you and Representative Bewley met with the Mining Committee for Ashland and Iron County. What sort of questions are the local representatives having for you? Again, it's a very complex issue, but first and foremost, what do you think the concerns are with the county boards?
Well, first of all, there is no dispute that mining would produce a substantial economic benefit to the region. A lot of people would be hired, good paying jobs in a community that's very hungry for economic development and revitalization. So that isn't the dispute. The real question is, what should be the process by which the Department of Natural Resources and the public have a chance to review the applications by the company to get permits to mine the iron ore? The company wants to do it in a very expedited fashion. The public reaction from the Ashland County Board and others is, let's make sure this is done right. Above all, the public doesn't want any company, to be writing the rules upon which they would be regulated. I don't think anybody in their right mind would want British Petroleum to be writing the rules for deep water drilling, and we shouldn't let a mining company write the rules and regulations. I'm in favor of a mining law rewrite that relates to ferrous mining, so you can separate it from sulfide mining. It's a different mine and different environmental concerns. One in which it is fair, flexible, reasonable, and responsible. Fair and flexible to the company so that it isn't onerously burdensome or onerously costly to the company by taking too long. One that perhaps can restrict the time process so that it's 7 years, 4 to 7 years. Perhaps you could do it in 2.5 to 3 to 4 years. I think we should consolidate the time period to make it a little bit better for everybody. But you can't write the public out of the process, and regulators have to be very careful that they're having sufficient time and information to adequately protect the natural resources.
The environmental impact statements on a project like this will have to be exhaustive and thorough.
Everything has to be thorough. You're dealing with a very complicated topic, and just to say we want to do it faster isn't in the best interest of the mining company or the public or the natural resources. If the Department of Natural Resources rushes the review process, that project is going to be more subject to more costly legal delays than if they take the appropriate amount of time and make sure they get it done in the right period of time. The mining company really wanted to write the public's influence through contested case hearings right out of the process. And frankly, that is unacceptable. You've got to allow citizens to have the opportunity to influence the regulatory process. You can't just leave it up to the regulators and leave it up to the company who've got plenty of staff, plenty of money, plenty of their own attorneys to dictate what the decisions are.
Do you have any sense when we might see legislation proposed? Again, it was legislation had been written, proposed, it didn't go anywhere. time frame you think we might see something?
I don't know. I'm encouraging a bipartisan process whereby legislators from both parties, both houses, could actually hold public hearings in northern Wisconsin in particular, but come down to Madison as well, listen to the public, gain recommendations on ways in which the existing mining law can be fixed. If existing mining law takes too long, then come up with some recommendations on consolidating that time period. If there needs to be separation between ferrous mining and sulfide mining, indicate those sections. And I think that would be sufficient because the key is making sure that you can get this done in a reasonable, responsible, get it done, meaning review the applications in a reasonable, responsible period of time in which the public has total access and absolute influence on the ultimate outcome.
And lastly, Senator, what role is there going to be for the Bad River Tribe in this process? And is there an appropriate role for the tribe?
Well, it's a significant role for the Bad River Tribe. First of all, the Bad River, which is going to be affected by this mining project, as well as other streams that flow into the Bad River, flows through the Bad River Indian Reservation and into the Lake Superior Basin. It's in the Lake Superior Basin. So the Bad River has two significant roles. One is that they are given authority through the Environmental Protection Agency to actually establish regulations, water quality regulations on water flowing through the reservation. They will have, once those regulations are in place, they're going to have a significant role in assuring that whatever this mining project, if it reached that point, would have to comply with their water quality, which could be different than the state water quality regulations. But secondly, they should have a critical role. This has been their homeland for hundreds of years. And they have a very important relationship with the land. The sloughs, Kakagan sloughs, are considered to be the Everglades of the northern part of America. And they're a beautiful resource. Could be those wild rice beds could be severely damaged if the wrong decisions are made. But the issue is not whether a mine will be built or not. The question is, what should our law be to create a process whereby the public is adequately assured that they're given every opportunity to influence that permit review process and be assured that the natural resources will be adequately protected?
Senator Bob Jauch, thanks very much.
Thank you.